Joining us on the line, our nutritionist, Dr. Dom Kondo from Deakin University and the Richmond Football Club. Now, what's the most popular diet at the moment going around, Dom?
Yeah, so I mean, 2022 trends is, you know, is a bit of an interesting topic. Firstly, the keto diet is out. It's done. It's no longer trending. So that's interesting. It's not as popular as it used to be. And that it's moved aside. So we've spoken about intermittent fasting before, but intermittent fasting is huge at the moment. This is more globally. Some of this data, especially, has come from the US. So thing is, as we know, so many different types of fasting. So whether it's, you know, 16-8, 24-hour, 2-5, whatnot, and they sort of clump it all with intermittent. So I really like think that that's going to continue to be really popular in 2022. But a big one is plant-based. So not necessarily vegan. So this is where the terminology just starts to get very complex. But they go into this plant-based, which means a diet that's 80% plants, but doesn't mean that you don't eat, you know, butter and honey and those sorts of things.
Right.
But it's just mainly made of plants. And that's coming a lot from the Tom Brady diet, which is really trending in the US.
Yeah. Okay.
So a lot of people trying to eat like Tom Brady, which is...
And why wouldn't you?
Yeah, why okay. So does that mean it contains a lot of I can't believe it's not chicken?
Yeah, pretty much.
And fake and bacon?
Yeah, fake and,
That's it. That one as well. But a huge amount of water is in the Tom Brady diet. So it's actually impossible. It's like 10 litres of water a day that they're trying to get in, which is quite remarkable. Yeah, but the main part of it is, you know, more plant-based, and vegan comes under that, but that's taking a real hype. And then the anti-inflammatory diet, so trying to eat foods that are anti-inflammatory, things like your salmon and your good oils and your green leafy veggies, and then avoiding all of the pro-inflammatory foods. So this is what they say, you know, a bit lower in red meat, a bit lower, obviously, in your processed foods.
Yeah.
And that diet is on trend as well. So, yeah, we'll see how we go this year. Any of those tickle your fancy, guys? Anything that stands out?
I love intermittent fasting and I love the interval fasting and I love anti-inflammatory food, so I'm happy.
I
never got onto the keto bandwagon and I love Tom Brady, so there you go.
There we go. It's all good. Yeah. So we'll see how we go. No doubt we'll have an update later in the year because it will likely change and something more wacky will come out. So chat about that then.
And it will happen because everyone's getting back in the office, so they'll be just somebody will come up with something even weirder.
Absolutely.
Dr. Dom, it's been a joy chatting to you. Go Cats, and you have a good week. End.
Thanks, guys. I'll see you in Geelong.
See you, Dom.
Dr. Dom Kondo, our nutritionalist here on the Catch Up at Bay 93.9.